Sweethearts of the Rodeo from 1988. I am Larry Noakes. I'm here with you on KXFM Radio. We are here for the great purpose of raising funds for this fabulous station. It's so great to be able to have this facility in Laguna Beach and to give us the information that we need and play us the songs we need to hear. So you're listening to KXFM and KX Takeover, where I'm going to take over the radio station to raise money for this fine institution. And to donate, just go online, click kxfmradio.org, that's kxfmradio.org, and click the banner on top of the page that says KX Takeover. If you want to call in, the number is 949-715-5936. So those were the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. That song is from 1988. It is a Beatles cover, and my goal today was to do some 90s country. So you can see I missed with the first one because that was 1988. And as I put this together, my goal being 90s country, I went back and dated them all, and they were pretty much all in the 80s and the early 2000s. So I apologize for you technocrats. We're going to fire up a song right now, and then we'll talk a little bit more on the other side. This is a song by Ricky Skaggs. It's called Lovin' Only Me. It's dates back to 1989. It's a great tune, great guitar work on this song.
They say you're cold as ice, but I don't believe it. Up goes my temperature when I'm next to you. They say you won't look twice, but I don't believe it. Think I'm feeling something cooking, baby, how about you? Someday you'll see it's gonna be no one for you, only me. Sometime, sweet destiny will open up your heart, and that's when I'm gonna be around. Just you wait and see. No more lonely you when you're loving only me. Just give me your true heart, I'll never break it. I could never hurt someone as wonderful as you. I'm offering you my love, you don't have to take it. But I wouldn't pass me by, cause I know what's good for you. Someday you'll see it's gonna be no one for you, only me. Sometime sweet destiny will open up your heart, and that's when I'm gonna be around. Just you wait and see. Wait and see.
Robin says she kept.
Hey, you're listening to KXFM and KX Takeover, where I, Larry Noakes, take over the radio station to raise money for KXFM. To donate, go online, kxfmradio.org, and click the banner on top of the page that says KX Takeover. Donate some money. Let's raise some funds for this great organization. So that was Ricky Skaggs. He is a great guitar player, and we'll hear a little bit more from him a little bit later. I was born in the 50s, and so I went through the Vietnam time and all of that stuff, and I grew up listening to rock and roll. And so my instincts are to come into the radio station and play some rock and roll, but I also love jazz, and when I told my wife that I was going to do country music, she almost didn't let me out of the house today, but puts me in a really happy mood. I want to have a shout-out to my office, my crew, over there, Tom Quinn, Denise, and Jaylene, the greatest crew in the world. My partner Tom and I kind of fell into listening to country music together when we'd drive to L.A. to try cases, and we'd turn on the FM radio, and that's what we'd hear. So that's how I got into it. A little bit about Vietnam. The next song is about that. It is from a band recently renamed as The Chicks. This song is about a Vietnam soldier. It's a song that I learned relatively recently, and it, of course, is not in the 90s either. It's 2002. But I was fortunate to be part of one of the last lotteries that occurred for the Vietnam War on March 8th, 1973, and I was very fortunate to have my lottery number be 365. And so I play this song out with the utmost respect for those who went and those who served.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. Said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here?
When a letter said a soldier
One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name read, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming.
Hey, groovy guys and gals, top the time and temp tower is 63 degrees at 17 minutes past the Big Boss Hour. Tyler dared me to do that. Sorry. Yeah, my mom did FM radio and AM radio drive time in Salt Lake City for years and years and years. And so that's something I've always wanted to say, so I got it out of my system. Thank you. I think we have a caller. Is that right?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Marshall Innan.
Marshall, my office suite mate, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Thanks.
I'm glad to see you. You sound so good that I'm glad you have a fallback position to your law practice.
Well, I keep trying to get a job.
Radio now.
I keep trying to get a job with Tyler, but he won't hire me. So,
it might change. It might change. You never know.
Well, thank you for tuning in and tell your friends.
I want to request Hey Bobby.
Hey Bobby by KT Oslin from 1988.
Yep.
We will play that.
I want to donate $250.
Woo! Oh, Marshall, winner, winner. Thank you so much. And by the way, I just want to take this opportunity to remind everybody that A, Marshall is a fabulous architect, and B, to donate online, go to kxfmradio.org or give us a call at 949-715-5936. Marshall, thanks for the request. Here comes KT.
Thanks, Blair. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Go for a ride in the country.
That is such a great song. Hey, Bobby, it's about a woman who buys a truck and she pays it off and she goes and calls her boyfriend and goes pick him up for a ride. So anyway, that's a song that always makes me think about the wonderful woman I am married to, because we've paid off a lot of cars in our many years together. And I think every time we go for a ride, and we celebrate with champagne. So Kathy, if you're listening, love you. I got a friend on the line, Jim Gray. Welcome
you
to the radio.
You do indeed. Larry Noakes, you're a man of many talents, and I'm here to say that some of them are good.
For those of you who do not recognize this golden voice, this is Jim Gray, a retired judge from the Orange County Superior Court, who is, I'm honored to say, been my very, very close friend since at least 1988, and who actually performed the wedding ceremony for my daughter in Charleston last year. Jim, thanks for calling in.
Your goodness sakes, yes. And you accompanied me on the guitar when I sang a song to my wife at our wedding. So we go way back.
I did, but, and you're still married, so I didn't stink it up.
That's exactly right. No, you put on the final touch. Good for you. But
excellent.
You and Kathy are wonderful people. And I think the best singing group in the history of mankind, of course, is Harmless Errors, which you may have to explain to your audience. But if you can't have a song from them, maybe from Peter, Paul, and Mary, Hurry Sundown?
Hurry Sundown. Absolutely. We will cue it up. And Judge Gray, thank you so much for calling. Jim, you're a wonderful friend, and the radio station appreciates your contribution, and I appreciate your friendship.
Life is good.
Thank you. We have one more caller, and this is a very, very good friend of mine. I got a Ms. Barbara Smith.
Barbara and Hal Smith in Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
And we're sitting here laughing and having a great time listening to the music and thinking of you and thinking about your daughter and the wedding and everything about you.
Well, it's so glad to hear from you. Barbara and Hal Smith live in Laguna Beach. They have a beautiful house here in Laguna Beach, but they also live part of the year in Philadelphia and part of the year in Maine. And we were honored to be their guests one last summer, I believe, in Maine before we all took various trips. But it was the most wonderful trip that we can really remember, Barbara, and you are a wonderful gardener.
Yes, and I think you need to come back. It's looking better. So I want to make a small donation. We're enjoying it, Larry. We're so excited that you've taken this on as your next project.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Everything you do is a winner. So
thank you, Barbara.
At any rate, I want to give somebody my credit card.
Well, I'll transfer you back to Tyler, and he'll take that information. And it's so good to hear your voice. And I hope you and Hal have the most wonderful holidays.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thanks. Bye, Barbara.
I actually have one more caller if you want to jump on that one.
Okay.
So there, you're on with them now.
Hello.
Larry?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Nelson calling.
Oh, the world's greatest CPA. How are you, James?
I'm great. You are doing such a great job. You have a voice for radio, and I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I love this radio station and everything that you guys are doing today. I really love it.
Well, I hoped you would call in because Jim actually texted me earlier in the day and said, does Jimmy Buffett qualify as country music? And I said, only if you're from the country of Florida. So
now wait a minute. There is a great, great country song called Everybody's Talking at Me. And Jimmy Buffett did a cover of it in, I believe, 1999. So it might fit in here somewhere.
Tyler, can you find this for Jim?
It depends how much Jim wants to donate, I think.
Oh, okay. Jim, these songs can be found.
How much did Marshall contribute?
$250.
I'll match it.
Oh, you are a good man.
That's worth some Jimmy Buffett, I think.
I won't have to wash dishes now. Jim Nelson, thank you. You are a great guy and a great friend, and thanks for calling. And he's a big Parrot Head, and he's also a big Toto fan, and he's also a big Steve Lukather fan, by the way, for those of you who want to get to know Jim better.
Who actually won a country Grammy, and I'll explain that to you some other time.
Good. Thanks.
So Jim, hold the line, and now we've got your two paid for requests queued up, Larry.
Okay, perfect.
My seat is sown now, my field is plowed, my flesh is bone now, my back is bowed. So hurry, sundown, be on your way, and hurry me a sun up from this beat up sundown day. Hurry down, sundown, on your way, weave me tomorrow out of today. Tomorrow's breeze now blows clear and loud. I'm off my knees now, I'm standing proud. So hurry, my sorrow song now just must break through that brave new dawn now, long overdue. So hurry, sundown, be on your way, and hurry me a sun up from this beat up sundown day. Hurry down, sun.
Alrighty, this is a little song that comes to us from my neck of the woods down around Coconut Grove, Florida, and it's written by my old friend Fred Neal, but it kind of works back there. It also works out here, particularly if we like to go where the weather suits our clothes. I kind of like that. This is a little thing called Everybody's Talking for Freddie, wherever you are tonight. Join in if you want. It's getting good out there right here in the shadow of the volcano. Don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. Take it, Matt. Come on.
like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, I can't hear a word they say. Only the echo of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Thank you, Freddie Neal. Reed Perez.
All right, we're back. You're listening to KXFM and the KX Takeover, where I, Larry Noakes, take over the radio station to raise money for KXFM. We've been at it a little over 35 minutes, and I've only got 25 minutes left. So if you have been thinking hard about picking up your phone and making a donation or going online and making a donation, please do so. Call 749-715-5936. Or you can go online at kxfmradio.org and click the banner on top of the page that says KX Takeover. And we will play your songs, we will take your calls, and I know that Tyler will gladly take your contributions. So if you're sitting here, you just missed some epic calls. We had Judge Jim Gray call in, who is now hopefully cozied up in his backyard on his Adirondack chair with his glass of Pinot, having listened to his Peter, Paul, and Mary tune. We had Jimmy Nelson call in, who I have no idea what he's drinking, but it probably has rum in it, and he's basking in the glow of his fine Jimmy Buffett tune. And then we had Barbara and Hal Smith calling from Philadelphia, and they did not request a song. But if they had requested a song, I can just picture Barbara right now sitting there probably in her cowboy dress and her bandana, and Hal sitting there in his Levi's and his cowboy boots with the turquoise adornment and the silver etching around the heel. And they would probably right now want to hear a really great song by Brooks and Dunn called My Maria. It's a cover of a B.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, but Brooks and Dunn did it better. And this is for Barbara and Hal Smith, and I hope you like it. And if you don't, I'm sorry.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer.
Maria, I love you.
That is such a great song, and Barbara and Hal, I hope you really liked it. You're listening to KXFM and the KX Takeover. My name's Larry Noakes, and I am taking over the radio station for this hour to raise money for this great station. To donate, just go online to kxfmradio.org and click the banner on top of the page that says KX Takeover. I don't know if everybody is aware of all the great things this radio station does, but it does a lot of great things. It keeps us advised in the case of emergency. It lets us know what's going on in town. It interviews people that have stuff going on. It keeps us politically aware. It keeps us aware of the city council meetings and what's going on there. This station, from when it first started up, has grown and developed and matured and evolved into an organism that I just don't think we could possibly live without. And because it is structured the way that it is, it depends on your kind donations to make sure that it can support itself and it can keep itself going. So please, during this show, during the other shows, hopefully during this show, because I would love to earn, again, the Golden Mike Award, which I won the first year, by the way. I hope that everybody just continues to enjoy this radio station. This next song is one by a singer named Nancy Griffith. And I was introduced to this performer actually by a friend of mine, Tom Davis, who was also a fan of country music. And this is a song that makes me think about my daughter all the time. And my daughter, McKenna, and her great husband and my great son-in-law, Michael Joyce, live in Charleston, South Carolina. So this song is called Going Back to Georgia, which is close to South Carolina. And anyway, makes me think happy thoughts. And let's hear Nancy Griffith.
Oh, the city snow makes your brown eyes shine. You gotta look real hard to find a reason to cry. New York is a friend of the traveling kind. And I'm coming around from years of hard times. He's chased me down through the towns and the miles. Once stilled by love, he was bound to roll on by. And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share, if you are traveling back to Georgia, won't you
that big city singer, man, I like the way that it shines. Hey, I was half a mile from Canada waiting on a train, wondering and wishing I could disappear again. I've been killed by love, still it takes me to the end of the line. If you feel my love won't leave you, if you're
you are traveling back to Georgia, won't you take me with you by love untrue? He's a fool who'll drown in his fountain of youth. I can see that now as I'm walking and talking with you.
Well, I've been blinded by the sun, washed in the rain, scattered in America, I'm scattering again. But if you're going south, darling, I guess I'm traveling with you. And if you feel
you are traveling
back to Georgia, won't you take me with you there? And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling
back to Georgia, won't you
That song's got it all. That is really the song that features Adam Duritz from Counting Crows and Big Al Anderson from a band called NRBQ that many of you know. It's a great, great tune. Just want to remind you that you're listening to KXFM. To donate online, go to kxfmradio.org and click the banner on top of the page that says KX Takeover. We haven't got much time left, so please contribute. I know the radio station will appreciate it. I will appreciate it. The city will appreciate it. The next song that we're going to do is one that was requested by a special friend of the station who will remain anonymous. It's an Alan Jackson tune, and it's called I Don't Even Know Your Name. And it was actually requested by Tyler, who owns the station. So... and runs the station.
So no, so much for being anonymous.
So no more, no longer anonymous. And Tyler has contributed $1 million. So here we go. Thanks.
Well, I was sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on the table that was done. I knew you didn't see me. I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress. Mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. In a shot. I asked you for a date and then I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells. Veil. I raised a veil, she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I and just who the hell are you? She said I was your waitress and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
Hey, that was a toe tapper. You know, the things that's great about country songs is, you know, you have cars and you have breakups and you have broken hearts. And now we got one about a girl, I think, with a missing tooth. Was that right, Tyler?
Yes.
Anyway.
Something like that.
Okay. So we have a caller on the line. And Bruce, is that you?
Yes, it is, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, doing so good. Bruce Donenfeld is on the phone. Bruce is a friend of mine. We've actually been officially friends since our daughters were in kindergarten together. But I believe we were friends long before that, because when I worked in Newport and Bruce worked where he worked, we would have a similar route home, we discovered, after we became friends. And that would involve stops on Friday at the Studio Cafe and the Quiet Woman, and then we'd get down into Laguna, and we'd go to the Sail Loft, and we'd go to places like that, and then wind up at the Dirty Bird, and we never met each other until we had daughters.
We had to have bumped elbows many a time, though.
But who knows? Anyway, Bruce, thanks for calling. Bruce is a great friend of the radio station and a great friend of mine, and I have a perfect song for you, not because of anything, except it just came up in the queue, I swear, and you're never going to forgive me for this, but I have to play it because it's on my list. So it reminds me more of me than it does of you. But this is a Randy Travis song called "Better Class of Losers."
All right, Lawrence Paul, you have a fantastic voice for this radio. Your mom, hopefully she's listening. She'll be proud.
Thanks.
Sharing that Noakes tradition of entertainers, you know, right down the line there. So, all right, sounding good, man.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Went back to the folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned. Uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? A better class of loser suits me fine. But you said can't see grass at all, and the concrete and the steel that change the way you feel. It takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of loser. This uptown living really got me down. I need friends who don't pay. Graceful that they drink $3 wine. But a better glass of loser suits me fine. Yes, a better glass of loser just suits me fine.
Better Class of Losers, Randy Travis. That's a great song. Also, I don't think from the 90s, but it was great anyway. You're listening to KXFM and the KX Takeover, where I, Larry Noakes, have taken over the radio station to raise money for KXFM. We're doing really well. Please donate online or call. The online web address is kxfmradio.org, and you click the banner on top of the page that says KX Takeover, or call 949-715-5936. I have really enjoyed my hour with you this year, and I hope to come back next year to all those who called and all those who donated, I thank you. The radio station thanks you. We're going to close up with a song. This is a cover of a George Jones song that was performed by James Taylor. Sorry to the George Jones fans, but I just think James did it better. This song is wonderful. It will make you cry. And I hope you all have a great evening. Keep supporting the radio station.
Just because I asked a friend about her, and just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I dialed her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. And just because I haunt the same old places
those who are